Roger, as you start to break down tape on Trey Flowers, what makes him so good on the pass defensive line?
I just think that just, you know, he's a great guy and super athletic. Plus, he has a lot of length. Like, his arms are super long, you know, very powerful guy, and you know, he works really hard getting to the ball. So, you know, going against a guy like that, you got to make sure that you get hands on him fast, and you got to make sure that you're balanced, because if he feels you leaning at all, he'll throw you to the ground.
How has your offense changed throughout the year?
I think it's always changing. You know, week after week, you know, you just try to continue to get better. You try to put new wrinkles in to make your offense, you know, successful. And now I see that we're just more of just like, you know, kind of hard mouth, just try to punch guys in your mouth with the run game. And then take Jared so he can just let it loose. Our play action has really helped us out a ton because of how well our run game has been.
What's it like playing for a coach so young?
It's different. It's different, man. But, you know, he's got a lot of energy, which you love. Which you love to see. And, you know, he's only a couple years older than me, so it's like, you know, you're getting coached by your brother. So.
Last one. Do you feel any extra pressure to win because Boston beat L.A. in the World Series?
Honestly, I didn't even think about it. But now that you say that, absolutely.
Good luck, but thank you.